Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's podcast is based on an old Sufi story. And as the story goes, once upon a time, there was a village surrounded by a giant wall, a seemingly infinite wall. And you couldn't go around it, you couldn't go through it, and it was too tall for anyone to go over it, so nobody actually knew what, if anything, was on the other side of the wall. So one day, an enterprising community leader got a bunch of people together and decided they were going to build a human pyramid, so that one person could climb, the smallest person in the community, in the village, could climb to the top of the wall, look over the wall, and tell them what was there. And so they did it. There was a lot of work that went into it, and they kind of gathered themselves together, and the smallest person climbed to the top, looked over the wall, and immediately jumped. And the pyramid collapsed, and they were none the wiser. And they thought, okay, well, we need to pick a more trustworthy small person. So they vetted the next one, and yeah, no matter what, I'm going to. And the next person, they got everyone back together. They built the human pyramid. They climbed it, looked over the wall, and that person jumped. And finally, they got smart. So they decided that for the third person, it was a young woman from the community, they were going to tie a rope to her so that she couldn't jump. And they made up all sorts of things about what must be on the other side of the wall that was either so attractive that people jumped or so horrible that people jumped rather than come back and tell them what was there. So sure enough, the young woman that they'd chosen, she climbed to the top of the pyramid and she tried to jump, but they pulled her back. And they asked her to, "What did you see?" But she couldn't speak. Now, that story is a metaphor for the spiritual. It's a metaphor for awakening. We sort of think the ultimate achievement for a human beyond the material is spiritual awakening, is a kind of enlightenment, is to see what is beyond the infinite wall of our own perception, of our own thoughts. But the problem is, there's no way to describe what's on the other side of the wall because language is on this side of the wall. Words are on this side of the wall. Thought is on this side of the wall. So how do you describe something? How do you share something? How do you teach something when really the only tool that you've got is the opposite of what you're sharing? I sometimes talk about it in these podcasts and other teachings as pointing to fire with ice. You can do it from a distance, but the closer you get to the truth, the closer you get to the fire, the less there is to point with. And so that's why in spiritual teaching, there really isn't a way to teach enlightenment. There's a story Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, tells about watching an infomercial in Hawaii. He used to live in Hawaii, and he's watching an infomercial, and these children of a famous kahuna, a Hawaiian holy man, were on television, and they were saying, you know, our grandfather always told us that this was a great secret that mustn't be shared, but we've decided that was of a different time and now it's a modern age, and so we're going to share the secrets of the great kahunas. We're going to share the secrets. And Sid kind of laughed to himself because he realized that they misunderstood, that their grandfather hadn't said, "You can't share the secrets," as in you mustn't. He was just saying, "You can't share this. It has to be seen for itself. It has to be experienced for itself." Now, if something can't be taught, if it's a secret that can't be shared, not because you're not supposed to, but because it can only be experienced in that way, what's the role of a teacher? Well, the teacher Werner Erhard said, I can't have it and give it to you, but I can communicate in a way that you get an opportunity to realize that you have it yourself already. In other words, what a spiritual teacher can do and what spiritual teachers have done since the beginning of recorded time is point people within. Point people to the space of pure stillness, pure silence, pure presence within us all. Help build a foundation that we can climb onto and look out from, so that we can jump over the wall for ourselves. And that's the ultimate gift of spiritual teaching, is that while you can't learn what the teacher knows, you can be pointed in a direction so that you can see it for yourself. Have fun. Learn heaps. Happy exploring. And I'll talk with you soon.